brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, if you just joined us, I went from being in a really good mood again to being in a really nasty mood. Because we went over probably, I don't know, 15 different studies and articles looking at this big hoax study that's out saying that if you're getting proper nutrition, you don't need vitamins and minerals. That's like saying if you've gotten enough to eat, you don't need to eat more. Or it's like saying if you're getting oxygen already, you don't need oxygen. And then they use synthetic vitamins from China in the study. It's the same crude, you know, that was telling us cigarettes are good for us. The same scientists that are putting that out are now saying organic foods, the same as regular. It's like, ooh, grass-fed beef, how rare. Cows aren't supposed to eat offal. That's what they call it, offal. The ground-up dead cows, dogs, stuff from the pet. You know, vets, a lot of vets sell your dead animals. They get shipped off and rendered down and fed back to your animals. You look it up, you don't believe me. And what you will discover upon looking at that is they feed cows meat, ground-up meat. They call it protein. And they also feed them blood meal. Baby calves are not supposed to drink blood. They mix it up, turn it into a liquid, or put it in their feed. And I know that's a big conspiracy theory. Maybe they have a study out. Baby cows that eat blood are just as good for you to eat or later to, you know, get milk from when they're females than if they ate grass. It's like, man, listen to that weirdo. He says cows eat grass and don't drink blood. Remember Mad Cow in England when they were taking rotten sheep and goats and cows and horses and grinding them all up and feeding it to cows? And I've got to sit here and explain to people the madness of this. It makes my blood boil. Matt Dubiel, the breakdown Chicagoland, is going to be popping in with us at the bottom of the hour. He heads up our great affiliate in Chicago, 1530. And then we're going to have Larry Klayman coming on, who got the big win against the NSA, pointing out that it is illegal what they're doing, obviously. Great constitutional lawyer will be joining us. And then, of course, we also have the head of the New American Magazine coming on to talk about the Trans-Pacific Partnership that literally is global government being established. I mean, they've been building with these partnerships towards this, but this is definitely getting up close to the capstone. So that's coming up as well. I need to settle down, though. I need to settle down. Maintain calm. And just move forward. But there is a total assault on every form of liberty, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists are coming in when states and cities and counties pass laws to not fluoridate their water. The feds are coming in and lobbying to get laws passed to make it mandatory as they put bug poison on our water supplies. And that just makes me very, very angry. Now, when we come back in the next long segment, I have a plethora of absolutely vital news that we are going to be getting to in great detail. We're going to look at what's happening with the NSA, look at what's happening in the economy. We're going to look at the police state, a big stack of news on that front, some other audio clips we're going to be playing. And we're going to look at the head of the NSA being questioned on 60 Minutes, having to get permission from someone else to be able to answer a question just to show how the shadow government operates. And then we're going to go over a bunch of other news articles that have just broken on Infowars.com. BitTorrent torture. Denmark sets example with Pirate Bay co-founder. Also, Pennsylvania coerced into giving cheek swab at voluntary checkpoints, which aren't really voluntary. Corporate socialism. GM says no way it will pay back $10 billion. They're moving to China anyways. Your money paid to do it, suckers, as they say. We're going to break it all down.
The The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Google and the rise of the robots buying scores of companies the last few years. They've now purchased four and then eight this week. Major robot manufacturers worldwide. Four of them right here in the United States. We're going to break down what's really behind that. The latest on the NSA right now. And then we're going to have the editor of the New American Magazine coming on to talk about the secretive partnership with Asia that waves national sovereignty to a level never before seen. And William F. Jasper calls it worse than Obamacare. And I agree with his analysis. Then Larry Klayman will be joining us, the constitutional lawyer who has wreaked havoc on the establishment in the last two decades. He got the win in court yesterday, in federal court, with a judge saying, well, clearly this violates the Constitution to have just total warrantless dragnet spying on everybody. I mean, if we don't have a Fourth Amendment there, then we don't have any Fourth Amendment. So Larry Klayman will be joining us, and Politico makes fun of him and says, Larry Klayman crows on NSA. We hit the mother load. And they make it sound like, you know, it's a joke or something when he's saying the mother load of exposing this criminal activity and having one of the biggest constitutional decisions in our lifetimes. And I agree with him. So that's coming up. Judge, NSA domestic phone data mining, unconstitutional. Undoubtedly. And the media is debating, is it? Is it right? Will the judge get struck down? I mean, my goodness. Folks, they're spying on everything on record and got caught lying about it. They are impeached. They are liars. They have no credibility. And it's being used against the press, against political enemies, against the Tea Party, against the Associated Press, not Al-Qaeda. So Larry Klayman will join us today at 2 o'clock going into overdrive. Some stations carry the fourth hour, some don't. Everyone can watch and listen at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com or InfoWars.com/show. Now, continuing here, a federal judge said yesterday that he believes the government wants secret coalition of domestic phone records is unconstitutional, setting up likely appeals and further challenges to the data mining revealed by classified leaker Edward Snowden. Snowden is a hero, folks, not a zero. He exposed illegal criminal mass spying by private corporations in league with private defense contractors and government for political and economic control. Just like the big banks use NSA data to beat their competition and stuff, folks. That's all coming out. This is about insiders ruling over us. They're all secretive about their info, but they want to know all of your info. So the worm is turning. This is a big, big deal. They're going to try to spin this. They're going to try to change people's minds and say, oh, well, let's be adult about it, like Hayden, the former NSA director, was saying this weekend on the news. We got to do this to keep you safe. Who keeps us safe from you? We've seen what you've done. They've got federal grants for warrantless checkpoints threatening people into giving DNA all over the country. New news on that is at InfoWars.com. They're telling people they can't have lemonade stands nationwide. They're arresting people or threatening to arrest them who wash their car in their own yard. Police are coming in houses constantly without warrants now. They've got drones in the skies. They're buying billions of bullets. They're training for warfare with us. The government is acting totally arrogant. America has gotten a case of tyranny yet again. Now, I want to go to this article that's on PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson. NSA Director Alexander has to ask permission to answer a question. And that's because himself and Clapper, the head of cybersecurity and the rest of it, go to Congress and say, we don't spy on you without warrants, there is no dragnet, and it's clearly a lie and clearly illegal. And so he's got to literally lean back to the shadow government, to the bureaucrats that never leave, and say, can I answer that question? But then it dovetails with the founder of PayPal saying that we should just do whatever the government says. We should just trust them. Remember, they weren't spying on us, they said. They didn't have hubs and all the telecommunications companies grabbing everything like I told you they did in 1996, 18 years ago. They weren't doing any of this. You're crazy if you say they are. Bush gave press conferences 7 years ago. I'll never forget, I was in Los Angeles working on the distribution of Loose Change Final Cut. I'll never forget sitting there in Charlie Sheen's house, of all places, watching Bush's live press conference during the day. So I was off that day there working on that. And it was on a big screen TV that covered the whole wall. And it was Bush going, I promise we don't do anything without warrants. It's only for Al-Qaeda. I promise. And, of course, it came out a month later. It was all total lies. Then they go, oh, we don't have hubs and all the telecommunications. That's all lies. Lie. They're using it for political persecution. And the founder of PayPal, on Charlie Rose's show, literally says that we need to just trust the government. This isn't a government. It's private interests that have hijacked us, that pay $10 billion of taxpayer money to move General Motors to China. that are shutting down our power plants, that are getting rid of our Bill of Rights, that teach the kids nationwide 2 + 2 = 5, obey the state, the name father and mother is abusive. They are screwing our country over. They are an enemy. Of course they're saying, trust us. It's like in Mars Attacks where the aliens are running around shooting people in Las Vegas with ray guns. We used to have that as a liner going out to break. They go, don't run. We are your friends. And the people stop and get shot. That's a joke about psych warfare in history. How in World War I they found with loudspeakers, they would say, lay down your guns. We're helping. We're coming to help. We're not firing. Even as the Germans would fire and fire their mortars and their cannons and their machine guns and go after everybody. As all of that happened, as all of that went on, they found, the Germans did it first, the French and Allies were doing it later in German, that people would actually lay down their guns. We don't have to fight. They want to be friends as they jump over and bayonet you. We're your friends. We want to help you. Drink your fluoride water. Take your GMO. You know, organic food's not good for you. National study. Vitamins aren't good for you. Mercury is good for you, though. Max, how do you pronounce his name from the Ukraine, the founder of it? Lavchin is the guy on here, the founder of PayPal. You're younger than I am. Clearly chosen to be able to deploy this by the powers that be on record working with the NSA. Here he is after the NSA director talks, saying we should just trust them and do whatever they say. Here it is.
Did the NSA actually find a foreign power that had identified this capability and discussed using it offensively?
I need time out on that.
I am probably uncharacteristically pro-national security agencies writ large, and NSA in particular, despite the fact that they would not hire me at some point. I actually wanted to work for the NSA, and I was not a U.S. citizen, and that I just fundamentally trust the national security establishment to care about the citizens. Oh. It's a trade I would be willing to make.
Security and liberty.
Security and privacy.
Anytime you trade liberty for security, you get neither. That's Benjamin Franklin. Do you feel secure with this government? I love how they ask Alexander, the head of the NSA, they ask him foreign powers? Yeah, because of Snowden, know what we're doing? As if the foreign powers don't know. You're looking at an officer of the globalists, the corporate foreign power. They are the foreign power. We are occupied. Now, where else have we heard we should just fundamentally trust them, even though they're caught lying and abusing us and doing insider deals constantly? We should fundamentally trust people who are debasing the currency, devaluing the currency, wrecking our industrial base, teaching our kids 2 + 2 = 5, teaching them fatherhood and motherhood is bad, open, weaponized culture, teaching kids death education, how to commit suicide, putting 20% of the kids on psychotropics, their goals 50%, an open criminal group. I mean, you look at Charlie Rose and all of them, just total slime bags. I'd walk to the other side of the street not to walk by them. Openly disingenuous, openly evil. They don't even hide it well. All a bunch of hunchback demons. Literal armies of slimy golems marching forward, and they have all the pop icons saying, do whatever they say, submit to them, just like Britney Spears.
Honestly, I think we should just trust our president in every decision that he makes, and we should just support that, you know, and be faithful in what happens.
Do you trust this president?
Yes, I do.
And, of course, almost every time I watch Miss America or Miss Teen USA, the clips online, they say the same thing. Like, how do you be a good American? USA, such as South America, South Africa. I don't do the NSSs. In fact, here is that same spirit. This is who they think we all are. They think we're all Britney Spears, ready to be run over by the New World Order. And they tell us mercury. I'm going to play this later. Journal of Pediatrics is good for your brain, but vitamins aren't. Vitamins and minerals bad, mercury good. Here it is.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have that, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much.
And listen, I'm going to tell you the deal. She's a very beautiful young lady. I don't find her attractive. A beautiful woman that is smart, very attractive. That woman is so ugly. I mean, and you know she'll end up being a trophy wife for some globalist executive who stole all their money. That's what he wants, a wife that is literally nothing but a biological android sex bot who can't tie her shoelaces. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now, I already covered this in detail. in the last hour, but I want to mention it again ahead of a guest joining us. Then we've got the lawyer who brought the case and won it at the federal court on the NSA domestic phone data mining unconstitutional. Larry Klayman is going to be joining us coming up. But before I go any further, it makes me very, very angry to every year, but this time it's a mega push in the media to hear them say, you don't need vitamins and minerals. In fact, that they could be bad for you. And then they put out these big pharma-funded studies and then have the mainstream media push it because they know full well our soils are depleted. So that's why they say here, supplementing the diet of a well-nourished adult with most mineral and vitamin supplements has no clear benefit and might be harmful. That's out of CBS News with this ridiculous study. Will you guys queue up where they say mercury's good for you again in the Journal of Pediatrics? I'm not joking when I say they say that. They said cigarettes were good for you, too, using some of the same companies and groups. And we're going to cover that tonight on the Nightly News. We already covered it last hour. But we're going to show you the documents. So GMO's good for you. Cigarettes are good for you. But vitamins and minerals aren't good. And then in the study, they use GMO, Chinese, produced synthetic vitamins, which we pointed out can hurt you. But the key here is they say the diet of a well-nourished adult. See, if you don't have enough nourishment, you're in trouble. So, see, that's the game. It's like saying, you don't need water if you've already had plenty of water. You don't need air if you've already breathed plenty of air. It's like somebody who's, you know, living at ground zero, somebody who's living at, not in a high altitude, somebody that's living at sea level doesn't need oxygen assistance. But if you're 25,000 feet up in the Himalayas, you do. You see, that's how they play these games. Yes, I don't need oxygen assistance, but if I was in the Himalayas, I would, ladies and gentlemen. You understand that the game they're playing, and we live in the Himalayas of depleted vitamins and minerals. Here it is, right here, 1936. U.S. Senate report, soil depleted 99%. And 99% of Americans nutrient deficient. Boom. Scientific American, University of Texas major study. Journal of the American College of Nutrition study. A 50-year study studying vegetables and fruits in the U.S. found a massive reduction in vitamins, minerals, and most important, trace elements. Scientific American. Boom. So see, it's true. It's true. You know, it's like saying you don't need oxygen if you're getting plenty of oxygen, but you need an oxygen tank 500 feet under the ocean? Yeah, you do. The government used to put iodine in the salt and the bread. Now they said we want it out. And then you see the lowering IQ, the birth defects, everything that's on record to come with it. Let me show you some of that. Let me show you some of those headlines. How adding iodine to salt resulted in a decade's worth of IQ gains in the United States, 15-point IQ increase within 2 years, U.S. government study, 1925. But then later they said, take it out of there, because they want you dumb. It wasn't as evil a federal government before that. Oh, but there it is, co-author of flawed Stanford organic study saying organic isn't good, has deep ties to big tobacco, anti-science propaganda. Folks, I'm going to tell you, tobacco will give you lung cancer if you live long enough, okay? It's highly addictive. It's not good for you, especially with all the additives, okay? That's not a conspiracy theory. It's fact. Mercury's bad for you. Even if they come out and say mercury's good for you, it's a load of bull.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the Journal of Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives...
Exactly. So let me declare this. It's a hoax that you don't need vitamins and minerals. You need organic, high-quality vitamins and minerals. And, yes, we sell them. We promote them. InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And I promote these high-quality products because I use them. I've seen the effects. I know what it's done for my mind and my body and my children and my wife. And it makes me angry to see them lying to you. Take our nascent atomic iodine unbound. You put this on paper, it turns bright blue, purple. Regular iodine turns black because it's not broken down. This is atomic. This is real atomic. I don't know. We can't even find anyone else that makes it. We want a second supplier. Available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And we're running a 25% off on the fluoride shield that has the iodine in it and five other ingredients just for the next 24 hours. It's over tomorrow. That's available at InfoWarsLife.com. And I am proud of the products we promote. I am proud of the real research that's behind this. I'm proud of the high-quality Southern Mexico coffee we've imported in to bring you and your family Wake Up America Patriot Blend. I'm proud we fund our own news operation and aren't beholden to globalists or get taxpayer money like NPR or MSNBC. And I'm proud of you for supporting us. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Try the iodine.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have discovered Cargill connections to Stanford and this study that we're going to be breaking tonight on the Nightly News. Now, I knew I'd already found these connections, but we've now confirmed them. This is bombshell. And, of course, we're talking about the new study that's out that the media is pushing everywhere, saying you don't need vitamins and minerals if you have a nutritious diet. That's like saying you don't need air if you already have it. You don't need water if you've already had your 8 glasses or whatever. But if you haven't had water, you do need it. Unbelievable deception. And we're going to hit it from every angle. But, of course, we knew who'd be behind this. Big Pharma and the government. The same people that had the journal Pediatrics put out a report saying mercury is good for your child's brain. Folks, do you have any idea what mercury does to the brain in an electron microscope? It literally shows the mercury frying it. And I want to get some of the American delegates of Codex Alimentarius on. I was on vacation at the beach for about 3 days a few months ago and just got hooked on actually watching hours of feeds. I just walked down the beach for like 2 hours and 2 hours back. My wife's like, where have you been? You need to hang out with the kids. You're like, you're right. I would just walk listening to YouTube videos, not really watching them, of Codex Alimentarius debates. And over 3 days, I probably watched 6-7 hours of it or listened to it. And they were admitting that they'd already lowered the standards where they said, you don't really need vitamin C, so we're going to lower the standard to a level where it would cost you 100 euros to get the amount that Linus Pauling recommended you have every day. He won the Nobel Prize for that, Dr. Linus Pauling. And they just keep lowering it and lowering it where you can't get it, and the soils are debased in Europe as they are here, especially because they use the chemical fertilizers now that make the plants grow who need 3 nutrients. You need, the government says, close to 70. Many scientists say 90. So you're getting 3 vitamins or minerals, ladies and gentlemen, in many cases, or you're getting synthetic forms that they add to all these processed foods that are whose molecules are similar but not the same and are very toxic. And when you learn this, it makes you very, very angry, because when they put iodine in the salt, it made IQs go up and made birth defects go down. I've shown you the studies. Then the government basically ordered it taken out and then bad halogens put in. That is so cold-blooded, folks. The public is in a fog for so many reasons, but the biggest one is the iodine conspiracy. And that's why I think everybody for Christmas should go to InfoWarsLife.com. We've already tried it and are blown away by it. We have a special running on Survival Shield and the Fluoride Shield products, proprietary, right now. You get the two together with a big discount, 25% off the Fluoride Shield. You get them together. It's twice the size of the Survival Shield. It's 2 ounces. And, yes, that then ends up funding the radio show and the news division. But I take this stuff. At first, I can only take the recommended dose. I recommend you talk to your physician. Now I take about 3 times, me personally, what is recommended. Because we got to follow FDA stuff. And I can personally do whatever I want. What it's done for my skin, what it's done for my – it's everything Dr. Group and others said. And, again, the government used to order this put in the food supply. Well, the garbage-bound stuff, but it's still good. Your body can break it down. This is the proprietary pure. You put this on paper, it turns bright purple-blue, is what the real crystals of iodine look like. Real iodine out in the open will just eat through the floor, folks, like alien acid or something. But in your body, it's just unbelievable. And it's in the nascent form, patented, injected in. It's simply amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. And you've all seen what it's done for you. Do a blind test. Give some to family. Tell them to see what it does for them and see if it has the same effect it had for you. If you think it's some type of, what's that effect where a placebo, where people are psychosomatic, you think, or whatever. Because I've tried all these vitamins and minerals and stuff, and I mean, I only go with the stuff that blew my socks off. And this blew my socks off. InfoWarsLife.com. All right, we're joined for the balance of the hour by Matt Dubiel, a guy I've had a chance to meet a couple times in Austin. And he's had us on for a couple years now on his fine station he manages, WCKG in Chicago, 1530, WCKG.com. They got a power-packed lineup there on the station. And he's been asking me to come out to Vegas and speak at an event. And I've had a lot of family issues and a lot of stuff go on. I will. I've told George Norrie I'll go to be on his TV show, but I just can't do it in January. Too much is going on. But I do plan to come out to one of his events in the future. But that's not why Matt Dubiel's on with us today, though. He'll tell you about that with a bunch of talk show hosts that's coming up. I wanted to get him on to pick his brain about Chicago, because I've been to Chicago many times. My cousin lives in Chicago. Beautiful city. Amazing views, a lot of great theaters, a lot of great culture, a million things to do. I like the people in Chicago. Like I said, I got family lives up there. Great place to visit. And only certain areas are obviously have the high crime rates. But what is it like to live under the mayor, whose brother, of course, wrote Obamacare and admits they're trying to bankrupt the country, basically, and bring in socialism? What is it like with them? I heard doubling property taxes when you sell your property. What are they thinking in Chicago in their push to ignore federal rulings that they've got to give people gun rights? What is it like, Matt Dubiel, as an American patriot, to be living right in the epicenter of the New World Order? And what's the feedback you get from your listeners
Now, Alex, not only did his brother write the bill, but his other brother is Ari, the super agent that is the character in Entourage is based out of. And these guys know how to negotiate. They know how to rule, and they know how to make sweeping changes and influence people. And I don't know anybody that lives in downtown Chicago. Our mutual friend, Mancow, used to live in the city. He recently moved out to the suburbs. I mean, there was a time, Alex, when you could go down there and you could park for a quarter, 50 cents, a dollar. Now the parking is outsourced to another company, which it might be owned by a German company, our Chicago parking. You've got taxes, you've got gunshots, you've got just an outrageous area, and it's dripping out to the suburbs. So you have folks like me that live out in the suburbs and have lived here for a long time, and all we hear about is ROM this and the Chicago schools. My kids don't go to Chicago schools, but, you know, it's like you said, there's a lot of good things about Chicago. I went to the Bears game the other night, Monday Night Football, and Ditka's number was retired, and it was a big deal, and I had free tickets, so we went. There was nobody there. No one. Now, it was cold. It gets cold here in Chicago, but that doesn't typically stop Chicago Bear fans from going to Chicago games. I saw the same thing happen at the Cleveland-Pittsburgh game the other day, where the Pittsburgh stadium was darn near empty. Well, why is that? Why is it that all of the storefronts that are for lease, the retail spaces are empty? Something is going on, and it's not by accident, I don't think. Chicago's starting to feel a lot like Detroit these days.
Well, that's the plan. And after they've imploded it, they'll buy it for pennies on the dollar, then make it an economic development zone and give themselves tax exemption. They know what they're doing as gangsters. And I know there's pushback. Everybody I talk to from Illinois, which is a great state with great people, looks at the actual city of Chicago that's small compared to the suburbs as a cancer. How do you finally kick the gangsters out of there that run things? How do you finally deal with that cancer? Because just like New York City tries to dominate the rest of the country, Chicago politicians are trying to tell everybody else what to do. They're always calling for troops on the streets, martial law, to fix the problem they created by not letting citizens have guns.
Well, I tell you, I don't know what you do, but I know what you don't do. And what you don't do is tell citizens in the Chicago, in the actual city. I mean, I live in the suburbs, so you can have firearms in the suburbs. It's not ruled under Chicago ordinances and so on. But in Chicago, people that abide by the rules, people that have legal guns can have legal guns. Even in some of the suburbs on the outskirts that are very close to the city, same thing, like Oak Park and other areas. So what you don't do is take guns away from the good people. You know, it breaks my heart to see people on television. You see these poor mothers and their child was hit by stray gunfire in a bad neighborhood. And maybe they can't leave, but I'll tell you what I would do. I would leave. I wouldn't stick around to try and fight for my neighborhood. I would leave, because if they're not going to let you protect yourself, you know how long it takes for 911 to get to your home in Chicago?
Oh, well, they've also all the videos in Chicago where folks beat each other to death. Are they going to cut our hands off to make sure that doesn't happen anymore?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have flash mobs going through Chicago stores, organizing on the internet. You have gangbangers. You have drug cartels. I mean, it's no secret there are huge drug cartels operating in Chicago. And I think they have a lot of resources. I think with the resources of the local government, the state government, the Chicago government, and all the other entities, they should be able to figure out where those guys are, cut off their supply, and get busy. But they don't do that. What they're doing is they're coming after guys like me that live in the city and saying, well, you can't have a gun. We can't let you have a gun in the city of Chicago. Guns don't work.
That's because the government wants the monopoly of power and force over the people. But I see the average American, the average person up in Illinois really getting it now that big government has caused the problems. It's not the solution. Matt Dubiel, again, great manager of our fine affiliate up there in Chicago, 1530. Where do you expect short-term, mid-term, long-term? Where does your gut tell you this country is going?
It's scary because every year, I have four little kids. I'm married. I've got kids ranging from 11. My youngest is going to be 2 in February. Every year, we take a summer road trip. We drive around the country, the great United States of America. And the last 2 years, we did a loop-de-loop. We went through Ohio, and we went down to Nashville. And this last summer, we went up to New Jersey and back. And as we drove through, I saw firsthand the America that most of us don't see. Most of the people in Austin don't see it. We live in very privileged areas. The rest of the country looks like a bomb fell on it. The rest of the country looks like it's third world. The rest of the country is completely destroyed. Wow. You got billboards where, you know, companies just stopped advertising on them because nobody's driving down that highway. The paper's blowing in the wind, and I'm driving through there and I'm thinking to myself, my gosh, boy, when my grandparents took my father and his brothers and sisters around the country to the Grand Canyon and stuff, there was the majesty and the wonderment of traveling down Route 66 and seeing these great little shops and these great little restaurants and these great diners. Where is it? I don't know where it is, but I'll tell you what I saw in downtown Indianapolis. 80% vacancies, stores that are closed, stores that aren't even open on a Saturday at 5 o'clock, ice cream shops that have nobody there. I'm seeing it here. You know, we live in a very affluent suburb, okay? And DuPage County is pretty well off in general. Lots of business, Ace and McDonald's and all these big companies are based here. And you drive around and you go to some of these stores. You go to some of the grocery stores and the big box stores. There's more managers than there are customers. There's more employees than there are customers, and you can't get any help. So I look back and I think to myself, like, well, what would my grandfather say if he saw this? You can't have a store. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. You can't have a huge store with huge property and huge overhead and huge heating bills and have nobody buying in the store. Something's got to change. And I'll tell you, the fast track to ruining that is raising minimum wage and having them pay the employees more. Because I'll tell you what, they're going to cut those employees back. All those guys standing around at that store waiting for customers, they're going to cut those guys.
Oh, look at Obamacare making everybody go like a third of the population from 40 hours or more down to 29, 20. It's happening. Listen, Austin is per capita the wealthiest area, the fastest growing, the best place in America. And I've lived here since high school, and I grew up in Dallas. I go back to Dallas, it looks like a bomb hit it. It looks like when I've been in bad cities in Mexico, it is falling apart. The people are freaked out. The affluent areas have wear and tear on them. It's not the wealthy town I grew up in. Austin. Most of the restaurants I know of have shut down. Even the trendy places aren't busy most nights. Movie theaters are empty when you go to them. They have literally gutted this country. We're in a decade into a depression with them telling us that we've never even been in a recession. And their answer is more taxes. In fact, Mancow was telling me, and I read about this on the news, they doubled property taxes when you sell your house. I mean, is that accurate, Matt Dubio?
Well, I live in the suburbs, so Chicago property taxes I can't speak to from.
Yeah, but I looked it up. They said they did it, but the point is that he had to sell his place. I mean, this is insane.
Well, you know what it comes down to? The other part of Chicago is the schools are deplorable. God bless some of those teachers that are going in there. I know that there's great teachers, and this is the downside of talking about a problem that's this big. It's the big elephant in the room, and the minute you start to talk about it, great teachers feel slighted. There's tons of great teachers in there, but I got to tell you, the Chicago schools are and have been in trouble.
Because the curriculum is 2 + 2 = 5, and the name father and mother is abusive. So, I mean, they're given curriculum yeah. that is meant to screw the kids up.
Common Core and New Math. New Math was the first problem. Common Core was the second problem. And then you have to start asking yourself, well, okay, am I going to send my kids to private school? Well, okay, let's...
They're under the same curriculum now. They're accredited.
Exactly, except you have to pay a premium for it. So then what are you going to
do? I sent my children to Homeschool Academy 2 days a week, and they were nice Christian folks that ran it, hundreds of kids. But they said to be accredited, they had workbooks from Michelle Obama.
Yeah,
and then we went to another homeschool group. Same deal. They've taken over, folks. I mean, we're in a cult. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's one of these things where you go out and you go to the movies, and if it's a popular movie here, the movie theater is packed. And then you come out of the movie theater and you look at the 5 stores next to the movie theater. There's nothing there. There used to be maybe a Jamba Juice.
Exact same thing here.
It's everywhere. And Alex, you call in, and I run a business, so I'm looking for space from time to time. And I know you guys have too. You call these places and they don't want to negotiate. They want to tell you, well, here's what the price is. Well, typically, call me crazy, but when supply goes up and demand.
No, listen, we finally find good places to get vitamins and minerals. We call up and go, we want to buy 1,000 bottles out a month. They just go, nah. We don't feel like it. We don't want to. People don't have. It's. I think you're hitting on it, Matt. People now don't even have the drive to be successful. And I think it's a spiritual thing. It's not just economic. Have you found that?
I think it's, gosh, you know, and I just kind of got chills. Yes, I think there's a combination of a spiritual thing. I read an article, might have been at InfoWars, about people getting anxiety from, you know, being on their smartphones all the time and becoming connected to the web or to devices.
Right, it's causing anxiety attacks. Can the computer screen flicker, especially in the new screens? Anxiety disorders are way up.
Well, and it used to be we'd sit around the table, have a cup of coffee, and talk to each other. And I, you know, I'm not 100 years old. I'm not here to tell you that it was so much better in the 30s.
But you just hit what it is. It's the last decade, and the smartphones are rewiring everybody's brains, mine included, and people now don't want to talk. They want to live in la-la land looking at their little baby computer. And those of us that are somewhat resistant or immune to it, we're going to end up inheriting the earth. Because I'm telling you, the general public doesn't have interpersonal skills. They don't have work ethic. They don't have anything. I've got to hire like 10 people now to find two or three good folks. And I've got a great crew now.
I know exactly what you mean. You do have a great crew, but it's a full-time job to find those great people that you have, because you have to. It's like panhandling for gold.
Every business owner and executive I talk to tells me they've never seen anything like it. It's like Day of the Dead.
It is,
folks. It's the vaccines. It's the GMO. It's everything. I mean, I'm not on some high horse either. I work out hard and have gotten a little bit healthier, but I still look like a slob. I mean, they are soft killing us. Matt Doobie, I'll stay there, my friend.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Get the ultimate gift at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you'll ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Hurry, offer good till December 25th. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We're doing overdrive today. A lot of stations carry it, some don't. Fourth hour, it's always optional. And we've got Larry Klayman, the lawyer that won against the NSA, pointing out that it's unconstitutional. It's going to be a very important interview coming up at the start of the fourth hour. We've got William F. Jasper breaking down the Pacific Partnership, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that dwarfs any global government move we've ever seen at 8 after, well, 5 after. Matt Dubiel joins us from 1530WCKG.com. And by the way, if you're listening to us in Chicago, it is so important on our AM and FM affiliates all over the United States that you tell people about the station. It is such a blessing to be on AM and FM. That is still the vast majority of our listenership. And that's where you can really tell people, hey, tune in. And a lot of their lineup with Peter Schiff and others really exposes what's happening. And we're in an info war, so it's precious to have stations in big cities around the United States. And I intend to try to get more station managers and owners on because they're always so interesting. You've heard some of them on the show. In fact, if you're a station manager or owner and you've got an idea of coming on, we'd like to see you run it past us. Send that to showtips@infowars.com or contact GCN because we always like to get your perspective. You know, once a week or so, we ought to have a station owner or manager on to talk about what's happening in your area. But I cannot tell you how important it is to be supportive of their sponsors or to become sponsors. Talk about helping fund the InfoWar. The most essential thing to do is to be a sponsor or a supporter of the sponsors of our AM and FM affiliates. Now, going back to Matt Dubiel, you were making the point that something's wrong with people. And I have the statistics, the numbers here. Toddlers obsessed with iPads, and it's hurting their development. ABC News. I've got another one right here. Adults ending at 25. Well, actually, you go into puberty earlier, but then act like a baby until you're older. We are screwed up, and it's not all by design. A lot of it is this decadent society that we all contribute to. I'm going to be honest with you, Matt. I more and more like wake up in the middle of the night thinking, get my family, sell everything, run to a deserted island somewhere in the South Pacific. But then I realize we're not going to beat this plague by running.
No, I've been the same way. You know, I have four kids. I've lived in the Midwest my whole life. Everything I have is here. My grandparents, God bless them, are both 95 years old, and they're here. My father, yeah, everyone is here. I've never entertained the idea. And in fact, I didn't even want to travel much over the last couple of years because of business. I started to travel a little bit, and I meet a lot of these guys that are really big into this expat movement where they move to Chile or Belize or wherever. And my thing has always been, especially I'm very patriotic. And certainly that alignment has changed over the years, the idea of being an American.
You don't want to give up the fort.
Right. Well, and what being an American is supposed to be is what I'm for. I'm not necessarily going to stand here and blindly salute a flag that is being run by people that have no idea what they're doing.
Sure, exactly. I got to stop you right there. Do five more minutes with us and finish your point about what it means to be an American and where you see this going, Matt Dubiel. But briefly, tell folks about the Las Vegas event, and you've got some free tickets available for our listeners only.
Yeah, so we're having an event. It's called Passport to Freedom. I've learned that people are pretty much in two camps. They're either in the camp that we're in, the stay and fight, or they're in the flight camp, and they want to get out of Dodge, and they want to go live somewhere else. So we got a three-day event. It's called Passport to Freedom. We're going to give away some tickets to Alex Jones listeners. I got six tickets to give away, and it's going to be in January in Las Vegas. Off this trip, it's not super expensive, and usually these events are in Panama or someplace out of the country, and we've lined Peter Schiff up to be our keynote. He does afternoon on the same station here on WCKG. Jeff Berwick, we got a Bitcoin expert, we got second passport experts, and it's split. So it's for guys like me and you that want to stay here and kind of shore things up while we're staying here, or there's also some content there for people.
You know, I said I can't go, but I'm telling you, I'm tempted to go just because I want to look at this stuff myself. It's funny I brought that up because that's what this is about, but also how to survive it if you stay or if you go. I'm afraid if I go, I'm going to end up leaving the country. I'm just going to be honest with everybody. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.